So one of the great things about hosting the world is that I get to learn about things I probably wouldn't even know about otherwise. Here's a great example.
Crecimos con el sonido de la voz de nuestros padres viniendo de lejos, convertido en un murmullo sin sentido que nos quemaba los oídos.
That's the voice of Chilean writer Álvaro Bisama. He's reading an excerpt from his novel Noise. What you're not seeing is the beautiful animated film that goes with his reading. It's eerie, but full of magical realism and trippy colors, and it's up now at our website, PRI.org. The short film was produced by our partners at Radio Ambulante, working with Colombian artist and illustrator Nelly Ragua. Radio Ambulante's Daniel Alacón says Bisama's novel tells a powerful story set during a traumatic period in Chile's recent history.
It's about being a child during the dictatorship, during the kind of the dark Pinochet years. And he himself was raised in a town called Villa Alemana, which is sort of like the comparable to Seattle in some ways, like the grunge capital of Chilean rock, and a place with a lot of mysticism and a lot of history, and a lot of great bands have come out of there. And he grew up during this time, and we selected an excerpt that sort of captures some of the most powerful images from that text, which is basically what it means.
Tell us what we're seeing.
We're seeing, you know, the train that takes people to the coast. We're seeing the long-distance phone calls with exiled relatives, you know, living in Europe, in Mexico. We're seeing skulls, you know, representing the dead and the unidentified grave sites. You know, we're seeing all of that. And that those are the stark memories from his own childhood.
Right. So tell us more about Álvaro Bisama. This is the writer whose work was brought to life in this animation. You actually got to know him, right?
Yeah, Álvaro's a friend of mine. We've known each other since 2007. He's you know, written three or four novels now that I think are just really, really great. They're very musical, very rhythmic, and you can hear that in this excerpt that we have.
Did you get a sense of what motivates him as a writer, and kind of like why did he end up in the camp of the punk rockers and not some other group?
I think it was just the culture of Villa Alemana. You know, it was kind of a bedroom community, and people would take the train in, and the kids were left on their own, basically, is what he tells me.
Wow.
There were no adults around during the day. Everyone went to either the city, the Santiago, or the coast to work, and the kids created their own culture. It sounds to me just like an absolutely bizarre place to grow up, and God bless writers who have the talent to encapsulate that.
With the subtitles in this animation, Daniel, I found myself getting kind of happily schooled in Spanish. Was part of this idea to bring another dimension to radio to make Spanish literature more accessible to a non-Spanish audience?
Well, you know, I kind of have a foot in both worlds, you know, in American letters and Latin American letters, and I feel really happy to be able to connect those two worlds. So to bring Álvaro's piece into English with these images, with those subtitles, yeah, it's part of our mission as Radio Ambulante. It's part of a kind of a personal mission of mine to get them an audience that they deserve.
Daniel, thanks for speaking with us. Great to talk to you.
As always, Marco. Take care.
Daniel Alarcón of Radio Ambulante, which is supported by the New Visions, New Voices project. You'll definitely want to check out the animation created by Nelly Ragua and Álvaro Bisama. That's at PRI.org.